We're talking today with Lori Beutrago, who's the secretary of the Bleecker Terrace Tennis Association, which we have covered in the past, particularly the rights of tenants and whether or not the new owners are going to keep rents at a reasonable level. So, Lori, why don't you bring us up to date? What's going on over at the complex?
So very quickly, just to kind of put everything in a nice little box, on July 27th of 2022, legal representation for Capital Crossings and Opus Management, along with Seema Grooman, who is the CEO of Opus Management, agreed at a meeting with Common Counsel Alfredo Ballarin that they would cap rental increases at Bleecker Terrace 5%. That email was sent out to everyone on August 5th, and now they are pulling out of that, saying that they're, and by they, I mean Opus Management, is stating that their legal representation misspoke. They are sending out notices of intent to increase rents for tenants that have been on the complex for over 10 years by 16, 20, and 21%. They did present us with a program. It was a $75 program that they thought would offset the cost. However, it was not beneficial to the tenants. And as a group, we decided we were not interested in the program, that we would like them to stand true to their agreement of capping at 5%. Ever since then, they're not speaking to us. It's been over a month.
Now, I remember that last year the city of Albany had actually passed a good cause eviction law. One of the things that did do was sort of cap rent increases overall in the city at 5%. But unfortunately, that has been basically rejected by the court, saying that the city itself did not have authority to put that type of measure in place, needed to be approved by the state legislature. So now they've come back. Oh, we misspoke. Whoever spoke didn't have authority. So what are the tenants trying to do at this point to stop these rather large rent increases?
So at this point, what we are doing is meeting regularly, having conversations amongst ourselves. We are hoping that there will be no need to escalate any more than we already have. And by that, I mean perhaps suing them if necessary, because we do have, as I mentioned earlier, in writing an agreement from their attorney. But because they will no longer speak with us as a body, what they would like for us to do, or at least their office manager would like everyone individually to email her. My concern with that is why does it have to be individually when you first acknowledged us as a body? And it was actually deemed a more reasonable way to communicate with us. And now all of a sudden you don't want to do that. Our hopes are that we can get them just to agree to go back to their original agreement and cap at 5%.
Now, you mentioned that the local city council person, Alfredo, has been actively supporting you. Has the mayor or other city officials, stepped in and try to support the tenants in this situation?
No one has. I personally emailed Mayor Sheehan myself, and I've heard no response from her. I actually shared with her a link to our private Facebook page, and she did not respond to that. We did, in fact, meet with Patricia Fahey, Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, and she made it very clear that she was not on board with good cause. So no one is responding. No one is helping us. All of the plans that are put forth in the budget are for future endeavors and do not address what is absolutely happening right now.
Can you maybe tell us a little bit about, this apartment complex? Sounds like it's probably, sort of targeted towards, more moderate income people. How long, has it been there? And, can you tell us a little bit about, the new owners? When did they buy it, and where do they come from?
So Capital Crossings, formerly known as Bleecker Terrace, has been one of, if not the only, affordable housing complex in Albany. For many, many years, the original owner who passed away, and once he passed away, the property was sold. It went to Landmark, and there was another agency before them. Please forgive me, I do not recall off the top of my head. And then Opus Management picked it up. Opus Management governing Capital Crossings. They are out of New Jersey, where ironically, they do in fact have good cause. And then they came here. And when they came in guns blaring. And I mean that figuratively. They came in and cleared out the complex of persons that were not paying rent throughout the pandemic. Rightfully so. However, you still have between 35 and 40 tenants who have actively paid their rent, myself being one, without fault, without failure, and you are now trying to push us out. You are bringing in new people at these exorbitant rental rates, and we're not saying you can't do that. It's your property. What we are saying is please acknowledge the people that have been here for many, many years and don't push us out.
Now, how is United Tenants trying to assist you?
So United Tenants assists us with organizing meetings with Opus Management. And they do, like, if we need something for one of our tenant association meetings, if we're unclear about anything, UTA has been a huge, huge support to Bleecker Terrace and our plight. And I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but I'm also a board member for UTA. And they show up every time we call, every time we say we need help, they are pretty much right there with us. They do not fight for us, but they do fight with us.
Now, you know, this apartment complex, I understand, is out in, you know, sort of the Westgate areas. You mentioned you're trying, you know, to talk to them and get them to honor their prior agreement. Any thoughts yet about, you know, next strategies, you know, rent strikes or legal action?
So we have talked about that briefly during our association meetings. And I say briefly because given the fact that they did agree to cap at a 5% increase, there really was no need to go further into that discussion. However, based on the fact that they are now not holding true to their own agreement and now icing us out, so to speak, this is definitely something that will be brought up at our next association meeting.
And so far, the owners have not been willing to say, you know, meet with the Bleecker Terrace, you know, Tenants Association face to face to try to negotiate this.
No, they did meet with us. They met with us. Please forgive me. I want to say either the beginning of this month or the end of last month.
Okay.
And what they did was propose a $75 discount program contingent on too many variables, so to speak, that they put in place that did not benefit the tenants one bit, only Opus Management, Capital Crossings. So we, as a unit, as a body, decided that we did not want to take part in that program and requested that they just hold true to their own agreement. We have not heard back from them since. I personally have emailed them twice and they are not responding.
How are they generally doing in terms of, you know, upkeep of the property and responding to, you know, any problems that the tenants, you know, have with their particular units?
So they are only paying attention to the renovated units, to the units that they are renovating. Any occupied units are not getting any upgrades whatsoever. They have made it very clear that that is something that will not happen. They did, in fact, let us know that if we were interested, we could switch from our units to a renovated unit and pay the new rates coming in as though we were brand new tenants, which obviously doesn't make any sense. But if we remained in our units, there would be no upgrades. I know that most tenants are struggling still with maintenance issues in terms of floods and just, you know, stuff within their unit that they're having a hard time getting repaired. It's just been an ongoing thing. It's one thing after another. And they have this new office manager who now has created such an unwelcome environment at the office that tenants are absolutely fearful to express their needs for maintenance work.
Okay. We're out of time. We've been talking with Lori Biutrego from the Bleecker Terrace Tennis Association. If people want more information, is there anything where they can find out, keep track of this?
So what I can say is if anyone is truly interested, you can reach out to Opus Management yourself. Their number is 845-548-7735.
And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.